Innovation Ohio's Jenny Brody is usually working on studies about issues, but in this case, she says she's an example of who will benefit when it comes to getting health care coverage under the Affordable Health Care Act. You see, Brody has a heart condition that has made it hard for her to get health care coverage in the past.
I tried to buy my own health insurance on the individual market, and I was turned down by every company that I contacted. The condition that I have is automatic rejection for most insurers. So in my attempt to be responsible and make sure I was covered, no one would cover me.
Brody says Obamacare will make sure she and other people with pre-existing conditions are able to get insurance coverage beginning in January. But Democratic State Representative Kathleen Clyde says women don't have to wait until 2014 to reap the benefits of some of the new changes.
Since just the beginning of this month, many health plans now cover well women visits, gestational diabetes screening, domestic violence screening, breastfeeding supplies, and contraceptive services.
Clyde says young women have also been able to stay on their parents' health insurance longer. Clyde and Brody say Obamacare is especially good for women. And Stephanie Kite with Planned Parenthood of Ohio agrees, saying it no longer allows insurers to charge women more for health care.
Women will no longer pay more in premiums to get less coverage. Our medications, including our birth control, will be covered as part of preventive health care, as it should always have been.
Kite says it's time for Republicans to stop spreading misinformation about Obamacare. And she adds the Republican Congress should quit the futile task of voting to repeal it, as it did for the 40th time last week. But Matt Borges with the Ohio Republican Party says it's the Democrats who are playing politics with health care.
This whole notion of it being good for women is only good for them when it's politically expedient. They won't stand up for women when they actually should.
Borges says the Democrats are not being fair when it comes to the implementation of Obamacare either.
It's odd to me that President Obama seems to think it's okay to delay the employer mandate and do a big favor for big business, but stick it to the little guy and still have the individual mandate remain.
Borges says the Affordable Health Care Act should be scrapped, and he says Republicans should be invited in to come up with a health care solution to replace it.
And I think the best option for everyone involved is go back to the drawing board.
But for right now, it doesn't appear that's likely to happen, even with Republicans controlling the U.S. House. Democrats are hoping once the program is implemented, Ohioans will realize it provides them with better health care at a better price. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.